Great to have your company on the Wednesday edition of, actually, you know what? It's Tuesday edition of Racing Pulse. It seems like it's been a long time since we've seen Dean Yendall back in the saddle. 6 months, in fact, after that shocking injury. But the good news is he is back on the mend. He's back riding work. But we may still not see as much of him in the saddle on race days as we would expect, because he could be too busy walking the fairways. It's great to catch up with Dean Yendall this morning. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
Very well indeed. Firstly, how has the recovery been? I know it's been a tough ordeal. How are you physically feeling right now?
Yeah, not too bad, actually. I heard you say I rode a big couple this morning down at the track for Paul Prushka, and it felt okay. The neck was a bit of ache, a bit of a pain there, holding the head up for so long. I could really feel it working. Once I was able to just sit back and relax, the pain went away. But other than that, it was pretty good.
Well, that is good to hear, because it has been a long road to recovery. Just remind us what the actual injuries were you suffered.
So I fractured my C2 and C3. They're both stable fractures, and luckily there was no surgery required, but obviously it was a long 3 months in that hideous looking apparatus they put me in. Mm. So there was no joy with that on there during the middle of summer. But luckily it helped me get back to where I am today, I guess.
Well, it is very good to see you back riding, but seen an article on racing.com yesterday. Whilst your return to the saddle may still occur, it may not be riding 5 days a week, because you're going to have a crack at the PGA Seniors Tour, is that right?
Yeah, that's something to look forward to in a couple of years' time. Something to progress forward to. There's sort of no great rush to do that sort of thing. Obviously, riding is going to be number one, and trying to earn some money to pay for it. the program doesn't look like it's on the cheap side, but it's something that I really like doing and something that I'd like to try.
So how would you go about doing it?
So it's a 12-month program where it's held in Sandhurst, Melbourne. It's a four-day a week program, Friday to Sundays, free time to basically work and do normal things. So, you know, I'd still like to ride if possible, but I guess I don't ride much track work anyway, so you know, 1 day a week, even that's going to help keep me bum in the saddle if I need to be. But, you know, it's something that I just thought of doing while I was out injured, and something I like to look forward to. It's not a concrete thing, but there's no rush to do it either.
So what's your current handicap?
Actually, off 3 at the moment.
You're off 3, and you could easily get that down to...
I've got to get it down to scratch. And in the plus figures.
So You're a jockey. What are the odds of you making it, do you think? Because it sounds like it's every golfer's dream. So you're going to give yourself a crack?
It's something I have to be 100% into, and a lot of practice involved. Look, it doesn't look easy. I have to build strength on that to try and see if I can work out whether I can actually physically hit the ball further than I do off the tee. And that's something that I'll have to work on, that they'll work on with me as well down in that program, for better swing speed. I guess that's what generates distance as well. And obviously hitting the sweet spot 100% every shot. Mm. And that, you know, it's something I've worked on while I've been out too. I've been down the back fairway, not the last couple of weeks, but before that, nearly every day. I had a hit the other day. I played pretty well. But as far as the practice part, the weather's been just that cold. Can't feel your fingers first thing, so there was no rush to head down to the golf course until like later on in the afternoon. But yeah, it's been a good thing to look forward to. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how I go and how I stand up to it. When the time comes, you know, I could be absolute smashed to get it, but who knows? You can only give it a crack.
That's it. You got to have a try. It'll be a great story if you can get there. It'll be great to follow. You trying to get there as well. When though, do we get to see you back in the saddle? When do you think you'll be back competitively riding?
I want the same sort of thing. I want to get my mind right, and I want to be 100% committed with that. At the moment, I'll look towards after July,
mm-hmm.
maybe mid-August. One thing I don't like doing is riding synthetic tracks, so I want to completely skip that part of the winter to avoid going there. You know, if you don't have to, I just don't like riding the place. There's no fun there, and I just, you know, and I'm watching on tally and he's thinking, oh my God, have a look at this kickback that's been going on the last few meetings. There's no doubt horses aren't enjoying it either. So, and just so many things go wrong on that sort of track with the horses as well. And yeah. It's just always been in my mind, and especially watching a couple of falls on it, it's not ideal. It just doesn't look fun. It's just not a fun track to ride on at any time.
No.
You know, it just gets so competitive every day. It's like 3 days a week there. You're looking at synthetic racing, because I know it's a bit hard to avoid during the winter time, but, you know, a lot of these tracks were built around to handle the wet the weather and to be ridden on wet tracks, and it just seemed very quick to pull the plug on a track and chuck it on the setting.
Well, Dino, we look forward to seeing you back, hopefully by mid-August then, and you can, don't worry about the synthetics then. Mate, and we'll look forward to you swinging a golf club. Who knows? What a dream it would be. It'll be tougher than taking pineapples off Ollie, but it'll be good fun anyway.
Yeah, definitely. That's for sure.
Good on you, Dean. Good to catch up.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Dean Yendall joining us there. Time for the 9 o'clock news. More after that.